So good to be here. I'm glad I've got a Bible in my hand.
Amen.
And it's just not any old Bible. It's the Word of God.
Amen.
And I sure am glad that God thought enough of me to give me a copy of it.
Amen.
And I thank Him for it. I'm glad He gave me eyes to read it and ears to hear it. David now, he says something y'all need to get a hold of because you're acting way too white this morning. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. We need us about three rows of black sisters in the back that'll go to swaying when I preach. Somebody say amen right there. He said, all praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. And the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. And I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. And they looked unto Him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. Turn me up. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Now watch this. Now I'm going to go to getting charismatic on you. The angel of the Lord, I feel something right there, encampeth. He don't ever take his tent down. Round about them that fear him. And I like this Bible word, and delivereth them. Verse 8, oh, taste. You say, well, I don't like it. It may surprise you if you'll taste of it. I didn't like the looks of turnip greens till I tried them. Taste, see the Lord's good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints. For there's no want to them that fear Him. Thank you for standing this morning. I do appreciate you honoring the reading of the Word of God. I'm reminded this morning on this topic that I want to preach from in Psalms 34. And he says, oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt His name together. And I want to preach on this thought, what all saints need to know. What all saints need to know. You know, as Brother Lee's already said, the devil don't want us to know some things. And then, as Brother Dwayne has said this morning, it's a mixture. There's a lot of folks have heard it, and they're tired of hearing it. But I'm going to tell you, there's some things in this book that we all need to know. First of all, you'll notice now David has done walked through some things, and he couldn't write verses 1 through 5 until he had lived verse 17. He said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. Now, what all saints need to know, first of all, is there's a praise that's lasting. A praise that's lasting. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, it's easy to praise Him when the choir's singing. And it's easy to pay Him when all the bills are paid. When all the kids are acting right. And your wife is minding you. Somebody say amen right there. And so, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, a praise that's lasting. Watch this now. Who will? David said, I will. I wonder, would you get in on that bandwagon today and be one of them I wills? Who will? You know, somebody's always waiting for the other fella. Thank God we do have some fire starters. And we do need them. But let me tell you, honey, I wouldn't be waiting on somebody else to shout. I'd just be doing it myself. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. So who will? I will. I want to go on record that I will. I'm not scared to bless the Lord. Matter of fact, just because we're a Baptist church don't mean that we can't have a little noise in the house. That's the problem. Most Baptist churches today, they so dead and dry, somebody shout, the building and fall. But let me tell you, we can go down the ball game and shout. You can shout here. And so he said a praise that's lasting. Who will? And then watch this. Whom we are to bless. He didn't say, bless Mary. Amen. He didn't even say, bless the Baptist preacher. But he said, I will bless the Lord. Can I tell you, it's the Lord that gave you breath this morning. It's the Lord that put the clothes on your back. You say, well, preacher, I did that because of my experience and my education. I'll remind you, the Lord can turn one light switch off and can get all of that seen about in a hurry today. To whom we are to bless? The Lord. You remember when the disciples was fishing and their net was empty? And the Bible said there was somebody from a distance said, cast the net on the right side and ye shall find. And all of a sudden, John cried and said, guess what, Peter? It ain't you, buddy. It ain't you, Peter, but it's the Lord. And can I tell you, the Lord deserves our praise. Matter of fact, where our nation's headed today, I'm amazed that He hadn't just wiped us off of the map. But can I tell you, somebody asked me this week, said, where's Bowden, Georgia? I said, it's just holding Georgia and Alabama together. That's about all it's doing. But I'm tell you this today, honey, I'm going to tell you, the Lord deserves all of our praise. I can't believe that the Lord is as long-suffering as He is. It's amazing that the Lord hadn't wiped our nation off of a map. It's amazing to me that the Lord hadn't wiped me off the map. Ain't you glad we got a God that loved us in spite of what we is a-doing? David said a praise that's lasting. Who will? He said, I will. He said, whom are we to bless the Lord? And then he said, not only who and whom, but he said, when? He said, at all time. He said, I done found out, verse 17, out of all of my trouble, I've just found out that I can bless the Lord at all time. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm just as human as you are. And there's times it's hard to praise Him and to bless Him. But here we see a man that's not only got experience, we see a man that has grown in maturity. He said, I want to bless the Lord at all times. Anybody can praise Him when the sun's shining. And can I tell you, the more you bless Him and praise Him in the dark times, the more impact you're going to have on a lost and a dying world. Wouldn't it be so refreshing if we heard somebody on our job not thanking God for the new car and truck and thanking God for this, but thanking Him when the bills can't be paid because we know God's going to get them paid. Wouldn't that be refreshing when we walked in the hospital and they rolled us out on the gurney and we throwed our hand up and said, either way, I'm going to praise Him because He loves us way too much to do us wrong. God loves His children. A lot of times we think we're just a number to God. We think a lot of times the only time we can praise Him is when we're happy. Well, let me tell you, if you're just going to praise Him when you're happy, He ain't going to get much praise. Because happiness comes from happenings. But I'm glad we can have joy in Jesus. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. And David said, you know what? I done come out of verse 17 over there and I'm going to write this thing. Now watch it. He didn't write verse 1 and then go live verse 17. He lived verse 17. That's why he could write verse 1. He said, the Lord done delivered me out of all of my trouble. And boy, He is a God that is worthy to be praised. I want to say this, something every Christian ought to know is there's a praise that's lasting. I'm glad there's some saints of God around here that's still praising Him in their older days. Thank God for the brother Donald Hubbard to get up and run around and make some of you spraying chickens look really wimpy. Some of you young boys, you weightlifters, you ought to be shouting for the glory of God. Amen. I mean, you ought to be, we ought to be ashamed that this older crowd shout us under the pew and praise Him and love on Him. Can I tell you, it's okay to raise your hand. Throw your little Baptist hand up toward them ceilings. Just throw your little Baptist hand up and wave to Him and say, thank you, Lord. It's just good sometimes just to praise Him and say, thank you, God, for what you do. Have you ever turned me up, would you? Have you ever noticed that when you go down the road and if you wave at somebody, they'll wave back at you? Of course, way some of you look this morning, you wouldn't wave back if the governor walked in and waved at you. But, honey, let me tell you, God deserves all of our praise this morning. He got us out of a horrible pit and a bad place, and He deserves all of our praise. I wish I could get y'all stirred up this morning and get some of this Baptist out of y'all. I am Baptist by doctrine, but honey, Baptist ain't got my shout. I know in whom I believed, and I'm persuaded. I'm more persuaded that anything that comes, God is worthy of our praise. Brother Rodden, it's hard to praise Him when the county inspector shuts your building program down. Walk in with my lips pooched out. Looking like some of y'all moved in with me. Amen. But He said, I'm going to tell you what, there's a praise that's lasting. And He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You know, that's sort of like the other Sunday. I was preaching on the thought when Elijah died, wasn't nobody looking for Elijah. They was looking for the God Elijah had. I wonder, when you leave out of this place, is somebody going to be looking for that God that you was a shouting about? Brother Donald Hubbard crossed the river. You know what I'm going to think about him? I'm going to think about he didn't care how many visitors was in the house. He'd just stand up and say, hey, let the redeemed. Can I hack a little bit right there? Hallelujah. Can I say He's worthy of all our praise today, neighbor? Hey, we ought to praise Him every chance we get. Miss Lisa, she don't mind me using this, needs this at times. She can throw her little hand up and praise. Boy, I'm going to tell you, a lot of us, we think that the choir's got to be singing and we're on the mountain until we go to bragging on our God. Can I tell you, anybody can make their God look good when the sun's a-shining. But honey, when the sun ain't a-shining, it's time to pick up the tune and throw up your hands and say, thank you, God, for doing something for me. People ain't a-watching you in your good times. You know why? Because they're jealous of you. You pull up in your new Mercedes, and everything you got on them new four-wheel drive truck, got them bling-blings on there with a four-inch lift on it. Somebody say amen right there. My kind of truck, my kind of church members. God ain't scared on the windshield. Man, you pull up and say, how y'all like my new ride? Ain't God good? And some of y'all saying, I don't know if he is or not. I ain't got one of them. But boy, you come in and you're crippled and you got the wind knocked out of you and your young'uns is acting crazy and your wife has left you and you've lost your job and you throw your hands up and say, thank you, God, for doing something for me in spite of who I am.
Amen.
Y'all ain't getting it. Y'all ain't getting it yet. Some of y'all waiting on good times to shout. And you ain't gonna have many shouting times. But if you'll just praise Him in the dark times, honey, these people looking at you down in your bad places and they seeing how you responding to trouble today. I sure hope that I'm bragging on my God and giving the right kind of example to my God when things is going bad. Amen. Oh, because I done found out it don't take long for things to go bad. Boy, hadn't we got a God that deserves... Why, some of y'all won't even shout in good times. I don't know why I'm trying to get you to shout in bad times. Let me go and say that again. I don't want you to leave without getting that. Some of you won't even shout in good times. I don't know why I'm trying to get you stirred up in bad times. He said, I'm going to praise Him all the time. Whether that fills up or not, I'm going to praise Him. If this side empties out, I'm going to still praise Him. And all the bill collectors show up down there where I live in the morning, I'm going to praise Him. And I'm going to thank Him. And I know it's hard when you went to the graveyard with your family, with your loved ones. I know it's hard to praise. Let me tell you, David done buried a young'un. David done known what this life was. He said, there's a God that pulled me out of all my trouble. And I'm going to bless Him at all times. He said, I done things was wrong. He said, I played the fool. God has seen me in the good times and the bad times. Can I tell you, we got a God that can be trusted in the bad times as well as in the good times. Quit waiting for good times to shout about our God. Because, honey, these are some dark days. But ain't you glad we've got a God with us in these dark days? Sometimes I get feeling so sorry for myself. I do. I get on me a dignified, bona fide pity party. I mean registered, neighbor. I mean it's recorded under at the courthouse how much I whine. Some of y'all live with people like me too. And you just enduring to the end, but it'll be a better day coming. My wife says, honey, I've got to keep some sanity. Somebody's got to keep this place level. Can I tell you, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. There's a praise that's lasting. Number two, what all saints ought to know, there is a God that is a listening. Look what David said. He said this in verse number 4. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. Wonder who David was talking about. Oh, friend, we've got a God that's listening. Verse 4, He said He heard me. Aren't you glad? I went to a Chinese restaurant this week, ate, and they got a little pot-belly-looking feller sitting up on the counter. Boy, I'm glad my God can hear me. They can sit there and talk to that statue all they want. But they talking to a God that can't hear. Lord, I'm glad you can hear this little old preacher's cry. Lord, I'm... Scoot over me. Say, Lord, I'm glad that you'll listen to me. Somebody little as me, I'm glad you'll listen to me. Lord, I can understand you hearing some of these old saints. But Lord, you heard me. Lord, I know you heard Elijah. But Lord, you thought enough to hear me. You heard me. Got a God that's listening. What's He hearing from you? Boy, I hope He's hearing some thankfulness out of you. Well, Lord, it's pretty bad, but I thank you, Lord, it's not bad as it could be. Whatever saint ought to know, oh my, there's a praise that's lasting, but there's a God that's listening. He said, verse 4, He heard me. Verse 4, then He helped me. He said, He heard me and He delivered me. And then He said, He handled me. He delivered me from all my fears. Who said you never would be scared? Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. It may shock you what I'm fixing to say. I just don't want to die today. Amen. Things went good yesterday, you know. I mean, deer season's fixing to open. Got grand young uns growing. I want to see them grow up, Brother David. I want to see them get saved. Amen. Got young couples in a church doing good. Having little old babies everywhere. Thank God. Maybe we ought to build a nursery that big. But I'm glad they're here. I want to see them do good. I don't want to leave. I'm in the prime of life. I love what Brother Craig Edwards told me out of the pulpit the other night. Son, a 50-year-old getting older, it just ain't no time for sissies. Boy, it's something when you get up and your shatter's hurting you. But look what he said. He said he handled all my fears. People tickle me. And I say it. I walk in, they fix to have open heart surgery, fix to be put to sleep. You know what I say? Don't worry about it. Don't y'all worry about it. Man, they laid me up on that gurney, and this sister here, she does that a lot, and I know that. She does it every day of her life. But it's different when they're putting me to sleep and you to sleep. You know, get a little shaky. Now, Lord, I'm just being honest with you now. I know some of you boys, I know some of you are rawhide and you was John Wayne in the former life. But they some things that unnerve me, neighbor. And David said he calmed all my fears. Isn't that something? We got a God that can handle us. I've heard some of y'all say, go over there and call the preacher and see if he can handle what's handling you. Go over there and call the preacher, tell him, come over here and fix what's wrong. I can't fix what's wrong. But I can point you to one, honey, that can fix what's wrong. I remember I had one of the hardest springs I've ever had since I've been preaching. Everybody's gone that day. And you know, just walking Brother Lee through some places, Brother Mike through places, Brother Dennis, Brother Donald, just only preachers know where you walking. Brother Randolph, I didn't have my deacons to lean on that day. I didn't have my assistant pastor. I didn't have none of these good church members. But I tell you who I had to lean on. The God that heard me. I fell in my barn like a dead man and cried, oh God, help me. You know what? He helped me. Whatever Christian ought to know, whatever saint ought to know, there's a praise that's lasting, there's a God that's listening, but there are angels that's looking. Verse number 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth around about those that fear Him and delivereth them. Now, I want to ask you something. If He's encamped around you, I wonder what He's kept off your back that you never did know about. I wonder what them angels have done for you that you never know nothing about. And you think we in this all by ourselves. We not in this all by ourselves. Matter of fact, I tell you how much God loved you. Now, don't let me get too sovereign for you right now. I'm going to give you a little Sunday school. You ready? Hebrews chapter number 1. Let me show you just how much that God was looking about me and you. We didn't know nothing about it. Hebrews chapter number 1. The Bible said in verse number 13, but to which of the angels said He at any time? They don't go to sleep. He's not worried about interrupting their meal. But He can call them at any time. Sit on my right hand till I make thine enemies my footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits? Angels. Watch this. Sent forth to minister. Watch this. For them who shall be heirs of salvation. You didn't take God by surprise the day you got saved. He'd been guarding you all your life and you didn't know nothing about it. Statues can't do that, neighbor. He said when you was riding that bicycle and you run out in front of that car and you nearly got killed, He said, that was Me that spared you. He said, I had plans for you way down the road down yonder. He said, there's been many times I've dispatched angels to your account that you knew nothing about. You know what I done one time, and I'm going to promise y'all something when the calendar turns, but not yet. I'm going to promise you January, if somebody will remind me. I'm going to try to quit being so long-winded, but I'm going to preach today. I'm going to try to cut my sermons down to maybe 40 minutes, and that's about all I'm going to try to preach. But I can remember as a little old kid, I went to the neighbors. We went to get the cows up. And we went on the tractor, and it come a big dew, and I was on the running board. And I'll never forget this, Brother Dave. My feet, when we hit a bump, come out from under me. And the last I remember, I looked, and that tire tread was coming. I fell right down from that tire. And this boy reached by the nape of my neck and picked me back up on the fender of that track. Now, let me tell you something. I was a good-sized little feller. I've never shopped in the little section. I wear them portly suits. How'd he reach and snatch and get me back on that running board? Any of y'all ever have a single barrel shotgun or your granddaddy's had a hammer on it, you had to back it for it to fire? I see some of y'all doing this. Some of you said, I wish he'd move the next point because I've never heard nothing like that. I was carrying that thing, you know, and the gun kicks so bad, this is the truth. Mama would get a towel, she'd put it under my hunting coat, and I'd have to get that gun up on that towel and shoot so it just wouldn't knock you plumb down. Well, they said, you carry that gun unbreeched everywhere you go. But there was a problem. When a rabbit got up, I had to breech it, back a hammer, and get it on the towel. That was too complicated, you know, for a 12-year-old. So I breeched my gun up, ready. Well, I walked up to a gate, a metal gate, and I put that gun over that gate, and it hit the hammer. And I seen the flash of that muzzle. Went right up by my face. You say, well, preacher, that's just coincidence that God spared. Oh, no, no. And I'm not going off in deep end in the sovereignty world. I'm just telling you, there's a God been looking about me and you when we never know nothing about it. And that's all the more to praise Him for what He's doing behind your back that you never even know what He is doing for you. Now, you read your Bible. That's what gets me in trouble. I just read what God's saying. Everybody's got an issue with an independent, fundamental Baptist preacher now because he reads the Bible. He said that He sent forth ministering spirits to minister for those that shall be heirs of salvation. Boy, that's a God that never sleeps, friend. Angels, that's looking. Boy, isn't that a blessing. Ain't it something when a feller gets help on his own preacher? I may not be helping you, but I'm helping me this morning. Angels looking. Verse 17, Miss Sherry, if you come, there's a deliverance that's limitless. Look what he said, David said, the righteous cry. It does pay to serve God. Can I tell you? Would you underline that? The righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Miss Sherry, I just want you to play this morning, and I want to give an invitation here today. And I want to say you that there is a deliverance that is limitless. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Look what it said, the righteous cry. It does matter how you live. I said this before, and I mean it with all my heart. I'm going to say it. This man on the front got in chemicals at work. He got hurt bad. I was preaching a meeting out of state. I couldn't get to him. But Brother Randall, there was a God could get to him. If I could just get to that God. Now, it does matter what's in our life. People ought to ask the preacher to pray for him. He ought to be closer than anybody in the building. But what about you? What about when you need to pray for me when I'm broke down out of state? What about when somebody sends an email out and says, our pastor needs prayer tonight? Whatever Christian ought to know, we're not in this by ourselves. Lift your head up and bend your knee and thank Him. Because He loves us too much to do us wrong. This life will hurt you, but there's a God that'll help you. Verse 18, He helps our heart. The Lord's nigh to them that have a broken heart. It's something to have your heart broke. And watch this, church family. Be careful. I love what's been said this morning. I just love it. Be careful you have compassion on people with a broke heart, because it won't be long yours will be broke. Be careful not to say, well, just move on and get over that. It may have them bogged down. But there's a deliverance that's limitless. He helps our heart. Verse 19, He heals our hurts. Many, look at this, verse 19. One of the old writers told me this morning, he said, son, you better be looking for it. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. What you need this morning.